this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of September 22nd and News on the Edge. So we've got that budget for the City of St. Pete. The final public input is September 25th, 5 p.m. at City Hall, so be there. Have your voice heard. As many have also read in the news, Rays look like they're finalizing new ownership, so announcement should be expected very soon on that. The roof is getting back on. I watch it panel by panel each week. And so it looks like they're on tap to be back here next year. We've missed them all summer long. So it looks like they'll be ready for spring ball and opening in April of next year. Very excited to get them back in the district. And really, that the economic driver of them in our area is kind of, you don't really realize it till it's gone. And it's we've missed them this summer. Last but not least, on some local news, Jurassic parking in the Edge. So if you've read, we've got a dinosaur fossil coming to the Edge, and it's going to be atop the central parking garage as part of their rooftop park area. So it's so exciting to see that coming. And then who we are, so the Edge Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education. And we have over 138 businesses that look to us for guidance in kind of, some difficult economic times right now. Events that are coming up, we've got September 23rd from 1 to 2 p.m. Our neighbors at the UPS store in Diston Plaza have their chamber ribbon cutting on September 27th. From 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. is our Edge quarterly cleanup. And we're kicking off from Hawker's Asian Street Fair. And all you need to do is bring your smile. We're going to have the vest, the pickers, the gloves. Keep Pinellas Beautiful helps us out with all of that. So September 27th on that. And then that evening at our friends at Estate Cigars and Socials nearby, that's the Caribbean Day Party. So check them out. Next day, if you've still got energy, September 28th from 6:30 to 8:30 a.m., Sunrise Yoga at our 15th Street Farms. So it's an urban farm that's just a couple blocks outside of the Edge District. And then that afternoon from 1 to 5 is the Pink Palm Pool Club Party. Try to say that multiple times fast. And that's at Moxie Hotel's rooftop pool. And if you've not been up there, the views are amazing. Going over into October 4th and 25th, from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m., Mezzo Market returns. Over 125 local makers along Baum Avenue and 11th Street. And then we've got the nearby Sunshine City Market is popping up on 1st Avenue North. So excited to have them back and the fall weather to get back. And then our biggie for the Edge District, we partner with Grand Central for October 26th, noon to 5 p.m., Halloween on Central, and our very own Radio St. Pete Downtown Neighborhood Association. They're going to be partnering with us in front of the Moxie Hotel. All sorts of stuff going on in the Edge all the time, edgedistrict.org/events. And as far as a did you know for the week, many UPS stores have a store your luggage service. Never knew about this. Wish I did. So if you're traveling and you've checked out of your hotel, but your flight or however you're getting away is just, maybe not till later that day, UPS stores, a lot of them can store those for a small fee. That's pretty cool. A new and coming soon, over a dozen new businesses are joining the Edge. We have a new pet vet that's opening soon, the Central Pet Express Vet, and that's going to be night and weekend hours. So excited to have them there in the 900 building. Viv Upscale Apartments are opening in November. They are signing those leases now. Check them out. Viv, Bell Point Property, and that's studios all the way up to 3 bedrooms. There's 269 units there. So we're going to be welcoming hundreds of new families into the Edge District very soon. And really a great time to find a brick and mortar location in the Edge. If you're interested, info@edgedistrict.org. For drinking and dining, one of the favorite places for the locals, 38 places for have patio or sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge. Very pet friendly, very dog friendly. Obviously have them on a leash. You can't bring them inside if they're non-service animals. That's a health code request. And then if you're looking for live music, you've got Ferg's, Copa, Moxie, and more. Reach to those businesses for their schedules. And I've been in a burger mood lately, so if you want a burger, we've got Ferg's Sports Bar and Bodega. And Ferg's is recently voted the number one local sports bar in the country by USA Today. Very, very cool. And our friends over at Sunshine City Popcorn in Grand Central have a new partner with Eat This dessert first pop-up. So we're adults, we can eat dessert whenever we want. And for shopping, we're really, really close to the holidays and Christmas. Start shopping now. And if you don't know what to buy, almost all of our local shops do gift cards, certificates, and it's a great way to find some stocking stuffers. Adult stockings are a thing. So, you know, we had them as kids. They're bringing them back as adults. I love it. And then circle your calendar for October. The Mezzo Market returns. That's really one of the best shopping experiences in town, mezzomarket.co. So many services in the Edge and nearby with all of our partners. We've got over 18 categories of services to choose from on our website, edgedistrict.org. Last couple of things, entertainment, eat, drink, shop, play, entertain all over the district. And if you're looking for something to do nearby and maybe have a dinner in the Edge, lunch in the Edge, and go play nearby, we've got great explorations for the kids, Floridorama for everybody, very, very art and all sorts of events going on there and activities. Star Trolley can get you there, and 15th Street Farms is doing a lot of cooking and dining experiences, educational things as well. And then don't forget our friends at CASA. They've got an October scavenger hunt coming up, and it's a great way to support a great organization. Find out more, again, edgedistrict.org. Take care and have a great week.